Big news this morning. Two conservatives have joined liberals in the Supreme Court ruling to protect LGBTQ workers. The Supreme Court ruled this morning that the Civil Rights Act of 1964, which prohibits discrimination because of sex, protects gay and transgender employees. To join us to talk about it is Barry Nelson from the Human Rights Coalition. Barry, welcome back to KFGO Radio.
Thank you. Good to be here, Amy.
Well, so tell us, before we went on the air with you in the 11 o'clock hour, I mentioned that I would assume that this supersedes the North Dakota legislature, because we've been trying to pass something very similar in North Dakota.
Yep.
to no avail.
Exactly. That's what's so huge for states like North Dakota, who have consistently refused to extend employment and housing and public accommodation protections for people because of sexual orientation and gender identity. So this really has, at least in the area of employment, has superseded what the state has refused to do.
So this not only protects it for employment, but fair housing as well.
That I don't see any language that references housing. So that's something that I think we still have our work cut out for us.
Okay.
I'm looking at the interpretation. It doesn't specifically, as far as I can tell, include housing, nor does it preclude it. So I can't say for sure. But I think either way, we still have a lot of work to do in our state, even though this federal law now does say you cannot be fired from your job. I mean, very clearly it says you cannot be fired from your job because of your sexual orientation or gender identity. And that's huge, because that protection has not been afforded individuals in this state. But we still know that there are incredible attitudes. There's incredible things that are in place that will work against this. So we need to do a lot of education about the law. And I think it would be a matter of us asking the business sector, the employment sector of the state, to really step up and embrace this. We're in a state that is constantly looking for a workforce. And I have always maintained this discrimination clause has really worked against our own best interests as a state.
Yeah, absolutely. This comes at an interesting decision, considering President Trump has continued sort of his assault on this topic. And in fact, it rejects the position that the Trump administration laid out in the case.
Yeah, exactly. It appears that this, you know, what was just handed down by the president last week now has been made null and void by this ruling. Which is incredible. I mean, here we are in the midst of a pandemic, and the president is excluding parts of the population from healthcare. It's unconscionable. So, I mean, this is a huge sigh of relief for people in the community.
Absolutely.
You know, Barry, as I think about this too, those corporations that exist across the country and do business in multiple states, this is a sigh of relief for them as well, because now they can draft policy that is good across the country when it comes to the hiring and the letting go of people and not being able to hide behind certain states that are just refusing to get with the times.
That's a very good point, JJ. I think that it's, in this is a situation where many of our corporations, we're not waiting for the state and creating their own policies. I mean, we have a number of even locally based companies that have established personnel policies that protect far beyond what the state was willing to do. So, yeah, this just makes it that much more transparent, and people don't have to be afraid of crossing a border and thinking that their job is no longer secure.
And this is politically pretty popular to do. There have been several polls, and I'm sure you've seen these numbers as well, Barry.
Yep.
That, you know, 82% of Americans support protections under the civil rights laws for gays, lesbians, and bisexuals. Only 6% of Americans think that employers should be allowed to fire someone based on their sexual orientation or their sexual identity. 92% said they should not.
It has always been, it's boggled my brain. I mean, we five times have gone to the North Dakota State Legislature asking for them to add sexual orientation, gender identity to the human rights law of the state. And five times the legislature has rejected that notion. It just shows such a disconnect between those people that are sitting in office and those people who are sitting in the pews of our churches and in the streets of our towns, that mm-hmm. people are really saying it's time for us to move on, where we're not excluding or discriminating against individuals. So I don't know where the message gets lost. I certainly say that there's great policymakers on both sides of the aisle who have been champions about this. There just hasn't been enough of them in the state legislature.
Well, and now it looks like that part of the fight anyway has been won without the North Dakota legislature. So that's good news today. It's very good news, Barry.
It's excellent. It's excellent news. We're saying that the work's not done because it doesn't include public accommodations. So stores, restaurants, and hotels could still discriminate against LGBTQ people. There's still a lot of things in place that maybe don't provide the kind of safety we would like to see for transgendered people. We are also certainly in the midst of this huge conversation about racial equity in our country. There's the matter of looking at how we are still needing to address racial equality in our state, and that includes Black members or Black and brown members of the LGBTQ plus community. So we're needing to be celebrating this milestone event, and many in the community did not believe this would happen. It's not quite the degree when the Supreme Court ruled on marriage equality, but it's kind of close to it, mm-hmm. Given the context of the country we're living in. But it's worth celebrating and then rolling our sleeves up and continuing to work.
You're right. And, you know, it's especially notable because it should be said that there are a lot of advocates who worried that their rights were going to be rolled back when yep. Justice Kennedy retired in 2018. Because mm-hmm. let's not forget Gorsuch and Roberts, the two that swayed this vote, were both in the minority on the 2015 gay marriage case that you talked about. Mm-hmm. So the two mm-hmm. conservative yeah. sort of swing votes were in the minority on that 2015 gay marriage case. But it looks like 5 years really made a big difference. And, you know, I guess they're reflecting that there has been a remarkable change in attitudes about gay rights in recent years. And they're embracing that.
Yep. Yep. And it says that we need to, obviously we're not, the Supreme Court is supposedly to base it on how they interpret the Constitution and the laws, but I think the call here is that every right-minded person, every justice-minded person needs to be talking to their elected people and saying you need to get with the times, which means that you do not sanction state-supported discrimination. It's time to go beyond that.
Well said, Barry. Very well said.
Well, thanks for joining us, Barry. And you're right. This is one victory, but there's still a lot of work to do.
And, exactly. And but thanks for raising the issue.
Yeah. Thanks for joining us, Barry Nelson from the Human Rights Coalition here on KFGO Radio.